WCDO.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live from Sydney High School, as it's the Sydney boys hosting Unadilla Valley here tonight in a MAC boys basketball showdown. It's the Butler Auto tip-off show, and of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you finance, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I'll be joined tonight by Franklin boys varsity coach Skylar Thompson. He'll be here momentarily here on the Butler Auto pregame show. This should be an interesting battle here tonight between UV and Sydney. UV is down to just six guys here. They've been decimated by injuries and COVID quarantine, so they are going to have to go with the skeleton crew here tonight. Sydney, on the other side, has an abundance of guys as they brought up a couple of their star JV players. They have a very good JV team this year here in Sydney, so they're going to have plenty of bodies to work with tonight. So we will see how this one shakes out. Again, it's the Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll take a break and be right back. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. My guy Sky Thompson just walking in here. We'll give him a second to get set up as we are winding down here for Sydney and UV. And Sky, I appreciate you making the trip. I'm going to put you right on the spot here. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, before we pause here for the national anthem and starting lineups, this time of the year, you know, what are you telling your coaching a varsity team right now? I told all our listeners, you're the Franklin coach, of course. You've been on with me many times. This time of year, what are you telling your guys? It's late in the season. It's been a grind.
It's not only late in the season this year, it's late in the season, and it's a season where a lot of games had to get rescheduled.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, because you follow everyone, a lot of schools had games that got canceled, had to get rescheduled. So you're not only coming down to the end of the season, you're coming down where you're having a lot of games. Guys get tired, and it's not just the physical fatigue, it's the mental fatigue as well, because, you know, schools, you know, they're doing the best they can, but you see it all over with the closings or, you know, the whatever, and you know, so there's a lot of fatigue in a lot of different ways. So you're coming down the home stretch, and you got a lot going on.
Very well said. So we're going to expand more on that when we come back. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups here, Sydney and UV tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, of course, brought to you by SFCU. Starting lineup tonight, first here for Sydney. As we said, they did bring up a couple of JV guys. One of those JV guys is going to get a start here tonight, number 11, a freshman, Dylan Easton. They'll also start with junior, number 22, Cam Saudi, a senior, number 3, Cam Harris, senior, number 24, Chris Frederick, and, of course, the big guy out there, number 4, one of their best players, a senior, Alec Fogarty. On the other side for UV, as we said, skeleton crew. They've been decimated by injuries and COVID quarantine. They're down to 6 guys tonight, so they will start with junior number 1, Dakota Johnson, sophomore number 15, Zach Smith. I've been very impressed with him this year. Junior number 20, Trey Murray, a junior number 22, Trent Marinelli, and a junior number 24, Caden Butts. So, Coach, you know, you don't have a ton of guys on your bench either. What do you do when you're down to 6 or 7 guys?
It's tough. We did play one game this year with 7. Last year, of course, you know, there was a couple games. Our first game we played against GMU, we had 6, 2 fouled out. We played with 4 for a few minutes left in the fourth and then overtime. So it makes it tough, but, you know, you just got to go with who you got. Yeah, I hate to say you want to play a little bit different, but for UV, you only got one guy on the bench. You don't want anyone to get into foul trouble, especially early on.
They have just had a lot of bad luck this year, but we'll see what these 6 guys can do here tonight. Sydney wins the opening tip. They're in the white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim. They're going right to left. UV is in the dark black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Here's a 3 on the right side for Alec Fogarty. A good start here for the Sydney Warriors. So an early 3-0 lead, and here comes UV back down the floor. They'll be going left to right to start things off. And on the baseline, they'll look to kick it to the inside, taken away here by Sydney. Back down the floor and kicked out of bounds here. It's going to go back to UV. And here is, that was Dylan Easton carrying it down the floor. This Sydney JV team, a very, very nice season. Exciting to see some of these guys get a chance here in the varsity level.
It's always interesting to see a JV guy get called up to varsity because, you know, even though it's obviously a high school level, it's still just a different speed of the game. It's always interesting to see how guys react. I remember when I got called up, as well as a few of my friends and stuff, you know, at Oneonta, it's always tough getting adjusted to the new speed.
Here's a 3 from UV. No good. Trent Marinelli, the rebound. He can't put it in. And Sydney will rip down the board with Fogarty. Ahead now for Easton. Back to Fogarty. A 3 ball is too short. Ball tapped out of bounds. Going to go back to UV here once again. So, you know, Sky Sydney settling for some threes here on these early possessions.
You know, Alec Fogarty made the first one there. He got a nice look there in transition. Very nice read by, what's his name again, the guy that just got called up from JV there?
We have Dylan Easton, yes.
Yeah, very nice read there. He found the trailer, and he just got another steal there on the top of the key.
A steal here for Easton, lays it up and in. He's looking at home out there, Sky.
That's his second steal already. We're only not even two and a half minutes into the first quarter yet, so he's making his presence known defensively, and that's one way to definitely get some more playing time on the varsity level.
5-0 lead here for Sydney over the UV Storm. We're in Sydney tonight. Of course, UV playing with six guys, short-staffed here in this game. Here is UV taking it to the hole, and that's our guy Zach Smith, who I have been very impressed with this year as a young sophomore guard. Makes it 5-2. And Sydney back across midcourt. They're going to the interior here with Cam Russo. Russo looks to put it off the back of the rim. No good. He wants that one back. But a rebound by Marinelli, and UV trying to hang tough. So the Storm across the midcourt timeline here with Smith. Smith to the interior. They'll work one out into the right wing corner. A three ball here is too strong. And Fogarty will chase down the rebound. Fogarty back down the floor on the right side. Bounce pass to the corner. Wants Dylan Easton for three. No good. Rebound to Easton. Back out to Fogarty. Straight away three again. Too strong. And a rebound here for the Storm. So UV hanging tough here, Sky, so far.
Sydney taking a lot of threes here early on. They haven't taken any bad looks, though, which is good. Smart shot selection.
Straight away here, shot for UV is off the mark. Another rebound. And Chris Frederick will bring it back down the floor for Sydney. Frederick trying to go coast to coast. He stripped, ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Warriors. The last time we saw Sydney was here against DH a couple of weeks ago, and that was the night where Sydney was short-staffed. Nice to see them with their full numbers here tonight. So here is Cam Harris on the baseline, looking for the inbounds pass. It's taken away by UV. Marinelli read that one nicely. In transition, good dish down low, and it's up and in. Plus,
nice
he's able
pass.
To finish.
Very nice pass in transition there to find the guy underneath.
Yeah, Zach Smith with the good dish, and it's 5-4. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. Harris to the outside. Pull-up jumper for him is good. And Cam Harris gets that one to go. Makes it Sydney 7 and UV 4 with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. UV with the basketball going left to right. Here's Marinelli for three. Left it short, rebound Fogarty, and he's fouled by Marinelli. Again, with 4.5 to go in the first quarter, Sydney boys leading 7-4. What's your vibe on this game so far, Sky, in this early couple of minutes?
Both teams playing with some pretty good pace, getting up and down the court. UV only having six guys, so it'll be interesting to see if they can keep that pace up.
And here is Sydney with the basketball, reversing to the far side. They find Harris in the corner. Now to the high post for Russo. Back outside Harris. Another pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. And a rebound for Zach Smith of UV. Smith at midcourt. Looks to pull one back out. And reverses to the far side now for Trey Murray. Murray splits two defenders. Bounce pass for Marinelli. Goes back to Murray. Straight away for three. And this one is good. Rattles it home for Trey Murray. And a timeout's going to be taken by Sydney. And we're tied up 7-7 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:55 to go, first quarter. We're tied 7-7 here in Sydney tonight. Sydney boys hosting UV. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. And here is Fogarty for Sydney, dishing one to the left baseline here for Cam Harris. Tries to go inside for Cam Russo, and we'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to UV. I would say, Sky, if you're the Storm, you got to be happy with this start here. Limited number of guys here tonight. Sydney's got the full bench, but you're hanging tough.
Yeah, 7-7, you know, you're a little over 4 minutes into the first quarter. You're playing well right now. You made a couple nice shots. Defensively, you made a couple stops. You know, you're off to a good start. And, as we talked about, they only have one team foul so far, too. And a key when you only have one guy on the bench is you don't want anyone to get into foul trouble either.
Very true. Can't get into the early foul trouble here. So far, they've avoided it. Cam Russo was whistled for a foul at the high post. So UV gets it on the baseline as we're tied 7-7. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Zach Smith working one to the far side for Marinelli, left side. as the Storm go left to right on your radio dial. They try to dish one down low through the hands of Dakota Johnson. And taken away by Chris Frederick of Sydney. Stops, pops in transition, a three halfway down, wouldn't go. Popped free and a rebound for UV. And Trey Murray was able to scoop up that ball on the rebound. Murray to the far side, finds Marinelli. Pushed on the baseline, we'll have a foul here on Cam Harris with 2:58 to go in the first. We're tied 7-7. And so this will be UV on the baseline looking to get one in here with Marinelli. And got to always be looking for Trey Murray. He's over there in that left wing corner. He had a game earlier this year against Delhi where he hit six threes.
Oh, wow.
So he can really shoot from the outside. He's got one so far here tonight. Here's Smith. His shot goes wide right. Rebound for UV. They're keeping it alive here. Smith again. Splits two defenders. Tries to take it to the rim and scores.
That was a very nice take. You said he's a sophomore, correct?
Yes, yeah.
That's a nice take.
Yeah, he's really developed this year. He was kind of shy and timid at the start of the year, but, boy, he's really come on strong. I guess maybe you don't have a choice when you only have six guys, right?
You're very limited on how timid you could be when you only have six guys.
Here's Easton for three, and he hits it for 50. So Easton now makes it 10-9 for Sydney.
I talk about nerves for JV guys, and he is not showing any so far.
No, great start here for the JV call-up. And here is UV trying to answer back. Steal by Fogarty. Fogarty in transition, wants to take it hard to the rim. Scores, and he's fouled. Good take there by the senior guard, one of the best players in the MAC, Alec Fogarty. And he'll step into the line. Sydney now with a 12-9 lead. Tough break there for Smith as he was hustling back, and Fogarty just got him there with the body a little bit on that lean-in.
And it always makes it just hurt a little bit more when he makes the layup, too.
Mm-hmm. So here is Fogarty at the line, already with 5 points, and can't get the foul shot to go. Rebound here for Butts of UV. So our score is the Sydney boys leading UV 12-9 with 2 minutes to go first quarter, live here tonight in Sydney. And UV is going to throw this ball away. Up and out of bounds with a minute 57 to go in the first. And so Sydney will get it back. I think this is an important little stretch here for UV, Scott. They got to try to keep it close here in this first quarter.
Down three with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. You want to do what you can. As I said, you don't want to get into foul trouble for anyone, so you don't want to pick up anything late here, especially if you already got one. But there's one right there.
Yeah. Fogarty to the rim. Boy, that looked like a pretty clean block, but officials had the better angle than us, and so Fogarty's going to go to the line, foul here on Caden Butts. And so stepping in will be Fogarty here, looking to shore things up from the free throw line. His first shot is short here for Fogarty. So looking to improve here at the line.
You know, I've noticed something. If I don't want something to happen, I think I got to stop saying on the radio, because a couple times we've been on here together and I say something, it tends to happen not long after
yep.
that.
And there's Fogarty gets the second one. We call it the broadcaster's curse here. It's exactly how it goes, man. It's funny how it works. Sydney leads 13-9 with a 1:35 to go in the first quarter. UV with the basketball to the high post for Butts. Works it back to Murray for three. No, off the side of the rim. Marinelli a rebound. Marinelli, left side baseline. Dishes one inside for Butts, and he finishes.
That was a very nice drive on the baseline right there. A little bounce pass right into the middle of the paint. Very nice.
Makes it 13-11. Sydney leading by two. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the basketball. Here is Miller. Comes off a screen. Bounce pass far side. Frederick for three. No good. Rebound for UV. Trying to dig themselves out of this little early first quarter hole. They trail by two with a minute to go in the first quarter. Smith goes to Marinelli, far side. Now to the high post for Butts. Back out. Smith wants a three. That one is too far to the left. Rebound for Ben Miller in the land of the trees. Here comes Dylan Easton. Easton in transition. Finds Miller. He wants to jack one up. It's short and flies out of bounds with 38 seconds to go. Maybe just a little too excited to take that three there.
I think he might have been a little too excited, because I think he's got a special fan section over there. Everyone in the middle fan section over there all stood up and were already yelling as soon as he released that. So there might be a little extra excitement going on.
Yeah, those student sections can make you do some wacky things from time to time. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-11 the score. Here's Butts, finds Murray for three. That one's off the right side of the rim. Another rebound here for Chris Frederick.
And Murray, you said, made six threes in a game against Delhi, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, for him, he hasn't made one yet, but, you know, you want to stay confident in your shooting, you know, stay with your form and all that, and tell yourself, next one's going to go in. You know, I haven't made one yet, but I know I'm a good shooter. Next one's going in.
Fogarty gets fouled again on a reverse layup opportunity. And that's going to be the second foul here on Marinelli. And Coach Osborne saying, no, we got to keep this clean here, guys. Got to be smart. Fogarty's first shot at the line is good. Boy, his foul shooting has been a struggle here tonight. So Fogarty will step in for the second shot here. And this one is good. Took his time a little bit there and got that one to go. He's got seven. And Sydney leads 14-11, 10 seconds to go first quarter. They go to the interior for Butts. Back out into the corner. Three ball is too long. Marinelli a rebound. Can they get a shot off in time? No good. End of the first quarter. Sydney boys leading UV 14-11. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A shot here to start the second quarter by UV is no good. Rolls out of bounds, and it will stay with the Storm. 7:35 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Sydney 14 and UV 11. Storm will look to get it in. They go to Smith on the left side. On the right side, excuse me. Smith with the basketball, pulls it out, pumps the brakes, goes to the far side for Murray. Murray with a bounce pass to Marinelli. Marinelli splits two defenders, goes back to Smith on the right side. Smith, a nice little cut to the hoop, and the kiss off the glass is good.
Very nice move. He took a little side hop to get a better angle and made it right off the backboard. Nice move.
One-point game, 14-13. Sydney boys on top of UV. They go to Cam Russo at the high post. Russo dishes. Shot in the far corner here is no good. And a rebound for UV. And back down the floor they come. And here comes Smith across midcourt. Smith again using that same move. This time he was blocked by Casey Hinges. But he was fouled and will head to the line. Sky, I'm hearing a score from your neck of the woods. Sharon Springs gets their first win over Skenevis tonight.
Really?
I don't know the exact score. Just got a text from Coach here. They got their first win of the season, so I thought you'd enjoy that being a Tri-Valley guy.
That's great. We had a little curiosity going on tonight because, you know, Sharon Springs, Skenevis, neither one had won a game yet.
Right.
So one was bound to, unless, I guess at some point maybe if it went to enough overtimes, missed yeah. That's up to was to happen. But good job. I'm happy for them. Both teams, obviously young, but both have bright futures ahead of them, and it's good to have an update on my Tri-Valley opponent.
We'll talk more at halftime about that as Fogarty is able to get the layup here, making it 16-14. Smith also had a foul shot in the meantime there for UV. So the Storm have the basketball in front of the Sydney bench now, trailing by two. Fogarty with a game-high 9 points so far for Sydney. Here is Smith on the right side. Smith dishes one off. Jumper in the corner, won't go down, and Going to have an over-the-back call here, I believe, on Caden Butts. It's going to be his second and the team's fifth. So I think UV has two guys now, Marinelli as well as Butts, with two fouls apiece. They're going to have to be careful.
We had no fouls in like 4 minutes, and then I say something. And
That's how it goes, man. So Sydney with the basketball here. Here's Chris Frederick with the runner in the lane. No good. Butts with the rebound. And back down the floor. Here comes Smith. Over midcourt. Goes for Murray. Far side is UV in the black with the purple and the white trim here tonight. Going left to right. Dakota Johnson will pull it back out. And we got 15 on the shot clock. Here's Smith on the baseline. Has to go inside for Butts. And he puts it up and in. Butts just strong in there physically, and he's getting it done. Ties this game up at 16 apiece with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Fogarty straightaway three, no good. Smith a rebound. Smith at midcourt gets around Fogarty. Now dishes one for Johnson. Back to Smith, right side. Steps into a three, can't get it to go. Rebound for Miller underneath. And this will be a foul on UV. I believe, yeah, going to be here on Trey Murray. So that's his first and the team's sixth. UV not getting it done here with the fouls, Sky.
To any Unadilla Valley fans listening right now, I just want to apologize ahead of time for bringing up the foul thing, how they haven't committed any. And
this is our fault, yes.
Completely.
Sydney with the basketball. They go back to Fogarty on the right side. Fogarty back to Frederick straight away. Sydney going right to left. Now back to Fogarty. Little shimmy. Takes it to the interior. Puts it up and in. And Fogarty's in double digits now with 11. Makes it 18-16. Sydney boys on top of UV by a deuce with 4:35 to go before the halftime break. And here is Butts at the high post. Back out for Murray. Wants that three. Too strong once again. And a rebound here for Cam Saudi of Sydney. Outlet pass for Chris Frederick. Frederick zips one through the defense here. Tries to go to Baker. It's taken away here by Smith. Wants to go coast to coast. Lays it up. Shot won't go. Rebound for Miller. Sydney's looking to push in transition. Back across midcourt. They'll go to Frederick on the right side. Steps through two defenders. Lays it up. It won't go. Hit the rim twice. Rebound for Butts. Outlet pass here for Smith. Smith stutter steps. Gets around. Steps through. Stripped of the ball. Last touch by Sydney. It'll stay with UV. So Easton will come in once again. And they also have Devin Baker in the game, who's a JV call-up, number 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got three guys up tonight from JV.
Wow.
So UV on the inbounds. We'll go to Murray on the far side for three. No, too strong. He keeps firing but can't find the bottom of the bucket here tonight. Goes to Murray, far side again. Bounce pass, back, finds Smith for three, and shooter's touch, that won't go. Marinelli a rebound, hit the rim three times. Back out to Johnson. His shot hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Finally, Fogarty with a rebound for Sydney. Fogarty in transition, tries to put it up. It was blocked. And Coach Osborne now wants a word with the official. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout here. I didn't know if he called timeout or not.
I didn't see a timeout signal, but we got one.
All right, 30-second timeout. We'll step away. 3:10 to go in the second. Sydney boys lead UV 18-16 on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back out of the timeout. UV with the basketball, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. They go to Murray on the far side. He looked a little hesitant to take that three this time. goes to Johnson on the interior. His floater won't go. Rebound, Dylan Easton. And Easton in transition finds Fogarty. Back to Easton. Steps in for three. No. Too short. Baker with the rebound. The other JV call-up. Keeps it alive. Back out. Fogarty. Another three. This one too strong as well. Rebound, Dakota Johnson. And so 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney boys leading 18-16. We got a good one here tonight so far. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And now a reach-in foul as Cam Saudi gets tied up there with Caden Butts of UV. And so team foul situation now late in the second quarter. UV with 6, Sydney now with 4. UV will get it in with Marinelli. Finds Trey Murray straight away. Now goes to Smith, left side. Smith goes to Johnson in the corner. As UV goes left to right, a bounce pass back to Smith. Gets through two defenders, kicks one out for Murray. Left side three, no. Skim the front of the rim, but another rebound. UV's doing a good job here on the boards.
They're getting a lot of second chance opportunities, and at some point you're thinking if you're UV, that we're going to be able to capitalize more on those second-chance opportunities because we're getting those many shots. At some point, we're going to start to capitalize.
Fogarty with a steal and a layup in transition in the meantime, and that makes it 20-16, Sydney on top of the UV boys. Here is Smith, wants to fire a three. This one is short. Rebound for Butts. Butts holding on to it, steps through. The ball at the underside of the rim. He's slow to get up here. And here comes Fogarty in transition. Finds Frederick on a back cut, and he scores. So Frederick, his first bucket, makes it 22-16 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Nice little run here for the Sydney Warriors. UV goes to Butts on the interior, throws to Marinelli, far side, back out for Murray. And they'll work it around the top of the arc here for Smith. Now finds Dakota Johnson in the corner. So we hit a minute to go in the second quarter. Stepping through here, Smith, and he's fouled. And we'll see if this was in the act of shooting or was it on the floor. Foul's going to be on Cam Saudi, his second. I'm going to say it's on the floor here. Marinelli will be doing the inbounding duties. This is our third JV call-up into the game now. Connor Vandersalmen is in. And so UV will look to work it in, and they do. Finding Dakota Johnson underneath, and he was able to put it up and in. Makes it 22-18.
Sydney has 3 JV call-ups in at one time. That's,
you don't see that often.
That's, I was going to say, that's something you don't see too often.
Back out to Dylan Easton from Vandersalmen. His shot was short. Rebounded by another JV call-up here in Devin Baker. So 35 seconds to go here. Fresh shot clock to work with as well. Sydney could hold on to it if they want. But a traveling violation here on Vandersalmen is going to give it back to UV. Boy, if you're UV, you could cut this down to a one-possession ball game here going into the break. You got to be pretty happy with that. What do we got here? We got an official timeout. Looks like maybe a cut here for Fogarty. So he's going to maybe have to come out or at least get a Band-Aid in the meantime. A little blood on the jersey, something like that. Yeah, he's going to have to step off. And so this will be Cam Russo coming back in with 30 seconds to go, second quarter. And so UV with an opportunity here to come back across midcourt. 20 seconds to go here. Here is Smith, steps into the paint, works one back out for Johnson. Far side.
Wow.
Trey Murray gets fouled here with 14 seconds to go. Going to be on Vandersalmen. Coach Osborne still trying to get his explanation here. And so UV with the ball. They'll come across midcourt. Team foul situations is 6 apiece. UV trailing by 4 here. 5 seconds to go. They go to Murray. Straight away for a 3. Got it. Murray. Just when he needed it.
That was a big three right before the halftime. Brings it to a one-point game.
So our halftime score, Sydney boys leading Unadilla Valley 22-21. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We got a good one here in Sydney. Again, halftime score, Sydney boys leading UV 22-21. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Our halftime score, 22-21, Sydney boys leading UV. Time for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy difference. So, Sky, your coaching perspective here, what do you think are the keys for both teams heading into the second half?
Well, I think obviously for Unadilla Valley, we've talked about it time and time again, but you only got six guys. You don't want to, you have a couple guys with two fouls. You know, you especially here to start the second half, you don't want any of those guys to pick up an early third. They kind of got unfortunate a couple times, with some cheap ones or ones that you really don't like to see in situations where a foul, you hate saying, you got to be smarter than that, but really it comes down to sometimes you just got to be smarter than that, knowing the situation with, I got one guy on the bench, I'm underneath their basket or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's really not a spot to really be aggressive in trying to get something, especially in a close game. I mean, it's a one-point game right now at halftime. You know, you're going to need your main guys, and you don't want to lose someone because of a foul, and I hate saying it, but a dumb foul.
Yeah, they're going to have to be very careful here in the second half, especially that third quarter. The first couple of minutes going to have to be very smart. If you're Sydney, boy, we talked about it. You bring these three JV guys up, they're playing pretty well.
And they show no fear, no timidness. Even the last one, Vandersteen, who came off the bench, he's putting ball pressure on right at half court, and they're looking like they're ready to go. And you said that they have a good JV team, but
very good, yeah.
You know, just because you have a good JV team or you have success on the JV level, it's a whole different ballgame when you come up to varsity. And there's just so many things that are different, the way the game's played, the speed at which it's played at, and of course just nerves. You know, it's just a totally different feeling when you're playing a varsity basketball game. But so far, very impressed by the three guys who Sydney has called up, and I'm, as you said, they've had a very good JV team, so I'm sure they got a lot more coming through the system, and it's going to be very fun to see how this team progresses and grows as the years go on.
This group coming through right now, played modified football and had a very good year, and now, very good JV basketball year. They're just a group that when you watch them, they play with confidence, and they kind of just have that look about them that you're like, that could be a special group down the road. So that's exciting for you Sydney fans.
Absolutely, and sometimes you just know, with certain groups that come through, that we really do have a special one here, and it really gives the fans something to get excited and look forward to, and people really, and now, hopefully going forward that fans can come back into the gym, and attend these games. Now you're really going to be able to see this team grow and get better as the years go on and build something, which looks like so far of the three guys I've seen so far, something that could be pretty special.
It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, Marabito's been serving the local community since 1927. We can't, end our halftime here without talking about the Tri-Valley, what's going on with Franklin. I mean, it's a tight race right now. There's a lot of teams towards the top half of the standings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's only a game or so, splitting up a lot of teams at the top there for between the 3 and 6 or 7 seed,
mm-hmm.
and obviously there's been a lot of schools that have had games, had to get rescheduled and stuff, and there's schools that they have a lot of games still left to be played. We only have one, and if we win that one, we lock in the second seed. We play Monday against Worcester there. So that's good if we can take care of that. But it's going to be really interesting. As I said, a lot of the schools have very similar records. You never know how tiebreakers are going to come into play.
Right.
So it's going to be a very interesting last week or so of the season to see, just how things finish up here. And, we hate having to talk about the COVID thing, but you never know when a team gets hit with that. You'd hate to see a team get hit with that, especially this time of the year, going whether it's into the playoffs or whether you get to the Tri-Valley playoffs or sectionals. You'd hate for something like that to happen, but obviously, should something like that happen, that's a real game changer for any team.
Yeah, you really just don't know right now. I mean, you look at this UV team. I was talking to Coach Osborne before the game, and he said, last week we had eight or nine guys, and then a couple go into quarantine. He goes, one of them was our leading scorer when we played Harpersville. I think it was earlier in the week or late last week. So, I mean, you flip a coin, you just never know.
And, you know, credit to them for having it be a one-point game right now. You know, when you lose guys...
Starters, yeah.
Especially at that level, you know, you lose any of your teammates, it's just a different feeling altogether. But you lose important one like starters and stuff like that. You know, even if it's just like one starter, let's say that one starter is your main scorer. Okay, well, now my second scorer's got to be my main one. And everyone else has to step up a little bit more. And it just makes everyone's role change a little bit, makes everyone have to do things that they're not used to doing in game. And when you only have one guy on the bench, it makes it that much harder, too.
Well, we're going to take a break here as we wrap up the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score, Sydney Boys leading UV 22-21. Start of the third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to start the second half. Here's a steal by Sydney as they now go left to right. Here's Frederick with the jumper. No, traveled first. So we start the third quarter with our score 22-21. Sydney Boys leading UV. Looks like a little full-court pressure here and a half-court trap coming from Sydney. They didn't really connect with it, though, and now another steal. Easton with those quick hands finds Fogarty. Fogarty in transition is scores with the left-handed layup. And Fogarty's up to 15 now.
Sydney's starting to put a press on. We didn't see that once in the first half, so it's interesting to see how that plays a difference in this game.
And this one gets over the top. For Smith, he finds Butts on the right low block. Can't get the right-handed layup. Second chance is good. Boy, Butts has been a force on the inside.
He is. He's a hard worker. He's got a brace on his hand, and I saw him one time on that hard fall that we were talking about, kind of holding that. So it'll be interesting to see if that plays a role in how he's playing the second half. Hopefully it doesn't because he's playing pretty well.
Fogarty finds Russo. His shot too strong from the foul line. And a rebound. Back down the floor they come. Butts at the high post. Kicks one into the corner now. A three for Johnson. Oh, halfway down. It wouldn't go. Rebound for Russo.
And you saw Butts on that play right there. He was going to go for the rebound. He made sure he pulled his hands back. He didn't want to get another foul.
Yep, that was smart. 6.5 to go. Third quarter, still a one-point game. Sydney 24, UV 23. Here's Frederick from way downtown. This one rattles out. And the ball kind of bounced up in the air two or three times before UV can come down with it with Dakota Johnson. Here to Marinelli. Cross midcourt. Marinelli gets around his man but lost control of it. And now back down the floor and then a steal right back by the Storm. Some sloppy ball handling by both sides and UV comes away. Here is Trey Murray. Ahead now for Johnson. Back to Murray. Right side as UV goes right to left. Smith reverses for Marinelli in the left-hand corner. Goes inside for Butts. Butts stripped there by Fogarty, and another steal for Sydney. In transition, here's Easton. Works one back out to Fogarty, left side, who now just wants to slow it down here and get a good possession. They go to Cam Harris on the baseline. He stepped out, and it's going to go back to UV. Kind of helter-skelter here, Sky.
I don't know if this is exactly the game plan that both coaches drew up coming out of the halftime break, but... You can't say that you're getting hurt by it, but you're not exactly succeeding at it either.
Yeah, both teams just kind of trying to settle in here against the pressure. And now here's another steal at midcourt by Fogarty. Dishes one off for Dylan Easton. Nice little step through, and he scores. And he's got seven.
And I will say the referees are definitely letting them play. There's been a couple of times where I think I've seen a little bit of contact, or what I would think is a little bit of contact that would get called, but they're definitely letting them play.
So Sydney leads by three, 26-23. About 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. And here is Murray up near the scorer's table, lost it out of bounds, and we are going to have a foul on Sydney. It's going to be on Chris Frederick. Sydney not afraid to get right in your shorts here on defense.
No, and when the officials are letting them play like this, it really benefits a team like Sydney, because when they play up in you like that and you're letting, they get let play like that, we can be that much more aggressive too.
Smith takes it right to the rim on that out-of-bounds play and lays it off the glass with the Dr. J finger roll. He's got nine, cuts it right back to a one-point game. So 4:50 to go in the third. Sydney leads by a point. You know, UV keeps chipping away. They just can't seem to get that tie or actually take the lead here, Sky, as Sydney throws this one away, but it will stay with the Warriors.
Yep, they're down one just like they were at halftime. They get down by a possession or two, and then they come back, and they, as you said, though, they just can't ever seem to get over the hump, as we just see Sydney make a three there to bring it back to 4 points.
Yep, so Sydney nails a three from Chris Frederick in the left corner, makes it 29-25 with 4.5 to go in the third.
And credit to Sydney, too, for every time, you know, the game does get close like that, they always bounce back. They have a nice answer for everything that UV does, and they get it back to a two-possession, three-possession game.
There's a steal by Dylan Easton. Finds Cam Harris in transition. Harris will roll one back to Easton, straight away for three. In and out, wouldn't go down. That would have been huge. And a rebound for Butts, tapped out of bounds, will stay with UV, though. Boy, that shot by Easton looked good. Would have really pumped that lead up, but they couldn't get it to go. Storm with the basketball on the baseline. They'll go to Smith. UV looking for a bucket on this possession to keep it close. They pass one down low for Johnson. Oh, boy. His layup from the right low block rattles out. And a rebound for Sydney. Fogarty in transition. His layup won't go. Ball tipped out towards the Sydney bench. Kept in here by Harris. Back out for Frederick. Dribble drive for him. And we're going to have a charge against Sydney with 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Going to go on Chris Frederick. 29-25 the score. Sydney boys on top of UV. I always love the reaction on the charge call. As here is UV coming up near midcourt with Marinelli. Gets across midcourt and finds Trey Murray, but taken away by Fogarty. This pressure has been tough on UV. Fogarty in transition, lays it in. And Fogarty's got 17. Makes it 31-25. Storm get across midcourt now. They go to the interior with Butts. Butts is stripped of the basketball, rolls out, and is going to go back to Sydney. And so the Storm frustrated at the moment, I think, with this physicality, Sky.
It's definitely a physical game right now, and it's playing a role. As you said, they're getting a little frustrated with that. But kudos to Sydney for playing that way. As I said, if the referees are going to let you play that way, you might as well just keep going with it.
So here is Fogarty. Finds Easton on the far side, back to Frederick, right side. To the high post for Russo. Now finds Cam Harris. Step-in jumper for him is good. Cam Harris now with 4 points. Biggest lead of the night here for Sydney, 33-25. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Murray's going to pull it out for the Storm. Bounce pass into the corner. Here is Murray. A dribble drive. Back out for Smith. A three here. Left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Frederick ahead now for Easton. Easton pulls it back out, finds Frederick on the right side. Now taken away by Smith. Smith goes the length of the floor and is fouled by Fogarty, as Smith will step in for his two shots. So 2:15 to go in the third. Sydney boys leading UV 33-25. Biggest lead of the night here for the Sydney Warriors. And so this will be Smith at the line. First one is good. And Smith is the first UV player into double figures now with 10.
I've been very impressed by a lot of the things that he's been doing tonight as a sophomore, especially when he's been driving towards the basket. If I was Coach Osborne from Unadilla Valley, I'd definitely be saying, hey, listen, you were very good at driving the basket. Keep looking to do that. Not saying, you know, not to shoot the threes, but the way you've been driving the basket, you've been very effective for us offensively like that. I'd look to keep doing that.
A rebound here off the second miss goes back to Sydney. It's 33-26 with 2 minutes to go in the third. A pass down low for Vander Salmon. Back out. Straightaway three here for Frederick. No good. Rebound for UV. Could they chip away at this lead a little bit here with under 2 minutes to go in the third? That would be huge.
If you're Unadilla Valley, you definitely want to. You're down by seven right now. You want to definitely get this within. You can get four, obviously, or well, make a one-possession game, but you don't want this to stay at seven or even build up more towards 10 or above even if they, you know, give up easy fast breaks or open threes. So, you know, UV right now is a very important last couple minutes.
So a steal now. Both teams have traded possessions just in the last 2 minutes. Vander Salmon with a left-handed layup, no good. Bounces out to Russo. He's stripped by Murray. Here's Trey Murray in transition. Left-handed layup is good for Trey Murray. He's got eight. Makes it 33-28, and UV won't go quietly here. We come up on a minute 15 to go in the third. Here is Russo. Back out to Frederick. And it was tipped. Ball loose on the floor, and we'll have a foul on UV. Going to be on Dakota Johnson. Here's our team foul situation. Sydney with three, and now UV with two. And so this will be Cam Harris doing the inbounding duties, finds Fogarty, goes to Cam Saudi, back out Frederick. Three ball here, won't go down, rebound, loose underneath. Vander Salmon comes out of there with it. Back out to Frederick, and he traveled with 55 seconds to go in the third. So 33-28. UV is going to get the ball back here. Like we said, UV has continued to climb that mountain. They just haven't quite been able to take the lead here. Big possession coming.
It is. You got 55 seconds left in the quarter. You're down by five right now. If you can get another bucket here with a stop, you're down by three.
Smith with a good take there, as we talked about all night. Couldn't get it to go, though, on the roll. Cameron Harris with the rebound. Fogarty on the right side. Baseline drive, kicks it back to Saudi. Now to Harris. Good ball good ball movement here by Sydney. Frederick takes it in and is fouled with 30 seconds to go in the third. Foul going to be on Caden Butts. That's going to be his third. And Frederick will head to the line. So Frederick steps in here. His first shot no good from the line. Boy, they're just letting UV hang around a little bit here, aren't they?
They are, and you know, you don't want to, you know, leave points on the board, especially in a close game like this, because every single one's going to count. You know that, especially when it comes down to the end.
Rebound on the second shot goes to Marinelli, who just outworked his man to grab that ball. 20 seconds left, third quarter. UV with the ball. They go to the high post for Butts. Butts triple team, gets it back out. Smith for three, left it short. Smith gets his own rebound, stripped. Ball's going to roll out. And going back to Sydney with 10 seconds left here in the third. And it looks like Sydney's going to take a timeout to set something up here. With 10 seconds left, we'll take a break. 33-28, Sydney boys on top of UV here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 10 seconds left. Sydney just took a full timeout to draw something up, so we'll see what they come up with here.
And they know it's a big possession right here. It's a five-point game. If you can make it 7 or 8, that's a big, big swing.
They go to Fogarty straight away. Tries to go to the far side for Vandersalman for 3. It's no good. UV with a rebound. Trey Murray will not get the shot off in time. And that'll do it. 3 quarters in the books. Sydney boys leading 33-28. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on CDO. Shot for Sydney right out of the break is off the mark. Goes back to Fogarty on the rebound. He takes it inside and he's fouled. Coach, any thoughts as we hit this fourth quarter on, you know, what both sides can do to try to wrap up a victory here tonight?
Well, the big thing, I think, for Sydney is I think you might have unlocked something with that press. You saw a little bit more ball pressure. They got a lot of steals. And they didn't capitalize, but at some point you know you're going to capitalize on those fast break layups and stuff like that. It didn't help that they turned the ball over themselves as
right.
well. So if you can protect the ball a little bit better and get those steals, that was a big difference. For Unadilla Valley, I think the big thing for them, work the ball inside and drive from the perimeter with Smith. I think he did a great job of that in the first half. And Butts is just a force down low as well. So I would try to work the ball down low and attack from the perimeter with Smith and then work on those kickouts because, you know, we talked about they got some good shooters. They haven't fallen yet, but that doesn't mean that they won't.
That's a great point. As Fogarty goes 1 out of 2 at the line. So Sydney now leads 34-28. And a pass down the court here for Murray. Love a jump ball as he got tied up. And the possession arrow is going to be staying with UV with 7.5 to go in the fourth. 34-28 the lead. Just feels like UV needs a bucket here pretty soon to make sure they keep it close. Here is Smith, thought about a 3, didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Johnson left side, now back to Smith. He's looking to go to the interior, goes for Marinelli far side. Marinelli steps up, his shot won't go. Johnson a rebound, pulls it back out. Finds Smith as they reset on offense. Smith to Johnson, pump fakes, tries to go baseline, nowhere to go. It was sealed off. Here they go to the interior for Butts. It's good. They've had no answer for Butts down low. Makes it 34-30 as Butts has 10 points with 7 minutes to go.
And if I were UV, I'd keep working it down in there to him. He's doing some great things down there, and I really think they should keep trying to work the ball into him.
I agree. A shot here from Baker is off the mark. Ball rolled out of bounds, last touch by UV as they were searching for that rebound. So Sydney gets the inbounds pass to Fogarty.
And you know what? Right now, I didn't even pick up on it. He's got 4 personal fouls right now. If I'm Sydney, I'm driving it at him.
That's true.
Seeing if we can get a call.
As they go right at him, and Butts just has to let him go. Fogarty says, yeah, I'll take that, and he's got 20. That's a smart play there by Fogarty. Makes it 36-30. Smith to the far side. Goes to Johnson. Back to Smith for 3. Died on the front of the rim. Frederick skies for a rebound, Windexing the glass. Ahead now for Baker. Steps through. Baker, right-handed layup won't go. And a rebound for Butts. And in the backcourt, Baker strips it away there from Smith, but it goes out of bounds. Baker, one of those JV call-ups here that has such a bright future for Sydney. Storm looking to get it in. They do to Smith. Smith has to just throw it off of Baker's legs to keep it with him, and Baker's being a real pest here on defense.
Sidney is applying some great pressure right now, and as you said, Baker, they want to get the ball into to Smith. He's obviously the guy that they're looking to bring the ball up, and he's not even letting him get the ball.
So the Storm will have to bring it over with Murray. Murray to midcourt, gets there safely in time, tries to bounce pass it to Marinelli, bounces off a leg, comes right back to him. Murray to Marinelli in the left wing corner. Works one back to Murray. So we hit 5:50 to go here in the fourth. And now Smith is stripped of the ball. Fogarty, shot out of a shotgun, tries to take it coast to coast, and he does. And Fogarty's got 22. And Sidney balloons this lead back up to 8, 38-30 with 5.5 to go. Here is Smith, steps through, jumper, won't go down. Smith fighting for a rebound, it goes to Marinelli. And he gets it to go off the glass, to cut it back to 38-32. So Marinelli with the bucket, his first basket of the game. Timeout taken by UV with 5:22 to go. Sidney leads 38-32 here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. 38-32 our score. Sidney boys leading at Unadilla Valley. It's been a good one here tonight. Nate Lull and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson with me here tonight. Sidney with the basketball, but stolen away here by UV. The Storm just staying pesky all night here, only playing with six guys. I don't think they've even subbed, though. I think it's been five the whole time.
They haven't. I was just actually thinking about that, because we were talking about before the game how they got six, but they've only used the five. So, and it will be interesting to see if fatigue plays a role here in the end.
Yes, here is Smith, takes it to the rim, won't go. Butts rips it down, puts it up. His second chance won't go. Marinelli fighting for a rebound, couldn't get there. Cam Harris comes out of the fray with the basketball. Both teams hustling and scrambling on the boards. Russo at the high post. Little up and under, rolls out. Marinelli a rebound. Marinelli, one of the leaders of this UV team, hasn't scored much tonight, but he's been doing scrappy things everywhere on the court, and he's fouled here by Fogarty. 4:25 left. Can UV crawl out of the hole here against Sidney? Boy, and Baker is just right in the face there of Smith, doing everything he can on defense. Smith in the backcourt, gets over the half-court timeline. Smith splits through two defenders. Nice little spin move for Smith. Couldn't finish, but Butts is there, and he gets fouled and will head to the line, but couldn't make the layup there. Boy, good hustle, though, by UV. So 4:12 to go in the fourth, and these are some big free throws here for Butts.
And, you know, if you're down ever later in the game, getting points at the free throw line is one of the best things because they come as the clock's not winding down. So these are two huge free throws.
Butts at the line cannot get the first one to go. And there's the broadcaster's curse right there.
I'm stopping. I'm not going to talk.
Second one coming here for Butts at the line. And this one is no good. And a rebound for Sidney. Here's Frederick in transition for Baker. Can't save it. Ball out of bounds with 4:08 to go. 38-32 the score. Sidney boys still on top, but UV hanging around, hanging tough. Should be a good finish, so don't turn that dial here tonight. There's Smith in the backcourt, not a lot of help. He's able to get it forward for Murray. Murray getting pestered here. Gets one back over to Smith. Now back to Murray. Steps in for a three. Can't get it to go, but we have a traveling violation first. Going to give it back to the Warriors. And so Cam Harris is going to come out and Casey Hinges will come in with 3:52 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-32 the score. Here is Fogarty. They go to the high post for Russo. Back out for Baker for three. Sidewinding shot won't go down, and Marinelli with a rebound. Marinelli in the backcourt. Dishes one off for Smith. Smith behind the back dribble gets over the big Sydney S. Smith splits two defenders. Marinelli in the corner. Left it short. Rebound Fogarty. UV can't buy a basket right now. Fogarty in transition. Lays it up and in. And Fogarty's got 24. Makes it 40-32. With 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this will be Murray across midcourt. And if UV needs a bucket, they need it right now as we hit 3 minutes to go. This pressure has really been dialed up by Sydney. And it's really kind of frustrated UV here in the second half. They go inside for Butts, and he's blocked there by Frederick. Outlet pass for Fogarty. He slows it down. Wants to work a little clock. Now steps in, says, no, I'll take this shot. Won't go down. And Butts with the rebound.
Here we are thinking he's going to take some time off the clock, and then the shot goes right up.
Yeah, it looked like he was ready to just run the offense there. Instead, he said, oh, I'll take that jumper. Here is UV back with the basketball and taken away by Russo. Ball pinballing around here as Russo couldn't hold on to it. Smith gathers it up, wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled by Baker. And so Smith will head to the line with 2:26 to go. And you wonder now if UV's tired. You see a couple of guys, hands on the hips, hands on the knees here.
They've played hard all game. They really have. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about, they haven't made a single sub yet. It's tough when you play all 32 minutes. Of a game, especially one where Sydney, this entire second half, has definitely amped up the pressure. You know, full court press. You've seen Baker, JV call up. He's been just locked in on Smith, picking him up full court. It's been a tough, tough half for UV. And we talked about fatigue at the halftime as Smith makes the first here to make it 40-33. We talk about the fatigue part of this game, and it really does start to wane on you, especially towards the end when, you know, it is a close game, but they've been pressuring you the whole second half, and at some point the fatigue does set in as Smith makes the second one there for 40-34. So it'll be interesting to see it. We're back to a six-point game, and we talk about how UV hasn't made any threes. Well,
boy, there's Frederick with a bucket.
Never mind that six-point lead again.
And so Frederick now with 7 points as he somehow got a layup in transition. I don't think either of us expected that. And then UV throws it away in transition. And Sydney might be trying to put the icing on the cake here, Coach.
Oh, yeah. And we talked, as I was just saying there, they've definitely increased the pressure, and it does weigh on you a lot. But they get a steal there. They're coming back in transition. Smith.
Yeah, here's a steal for Smith. This has been an interesting game. As, you know, it seems like when there's a steal tonight, the other team might take it right back. Johnson pulls it back out, finds Smith at midcourt. And they're going to say that it was an over-and-back call there. I thought it was tipped there. 1:45 to go in the fourth. Either way, Sydney's going to get it back. So Fogarty at midcourt. Gets a screen, comes off his man. Goes to the high post for Russo. Russo back to Fogarty to the interior. Stripped of the ball. The Storm will come away with it. Here is Trey Murray. Takes it to the rim and he's fouled with 1:25 to go. And so UV not dead yet, but they're going to need these at the line, that's for sure.
These are two huge free throws for UV, especially if they want to have a chance to get back into this game. It's an 8-point game right now, but with the clock stopped, you got a chance here to get two more points on the board, bring it back to six. These are two huge free throws here for UV.
So here is Trey Murray at the line. He's got 8 points and cannot get the first one to go. And the second one coming here for Trey Murray. Would be nice to at least go 1 out of 2 here. And this one is good. So Murray now with 9 and a timeout taken by UV. 42-35 the score. Sydney on top with 1:25 to go here in boys MAC basketball action on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Sydney with the basketball. They somehow save a long pass from Fogarty to Camruso, and he scores.
Great save by Fogarty, right to a teammate underneath the basket.
Ball tipped out of bounds. Coming back to Sydney, they lead 44-35 with a minute 10 to go. And Sydney looking for their first win in a long time here. Warriors with the basketball. They go ahead to Hinges. Hinges finds Russo, and it's slapped out of there by Butts out of bounds. Officials say it was a clean block with 1:01 to go.
Crowd getting very into it here. Yes. In the end, too.
Student section having some fun. Sydney gets it into Russo. Russo back to Miller. Sydney now does look content to try to choose some clock here, but we'll have a jump ball. And a possession arrow is going to keep it with Sydney, I believe. Yes. Keeps it with Sydney. And so this will be Miller doing the inbounding duties. Miller trying to get it in, and he has to throw it off of the leg here of Johnson. So Miller will get it back to try again. Miller tosses one in, and the ball is stripped, and UV comes away with it. Here's Dakota Johnson, left-handed layup, won't go down. Rebound is up and good. Therefore, Murray. Murray's got 11. Timeout taken here by UV. It's 44-37 with 44 seconds left. We'll step away for 30 seconds on a WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
44 seconds left. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Sydney boys leading UV 44-37 with under a minute to go. Out of the timeout, Sydney gets it into Fogarty. Stolen away, though, by Marinelli. UV still got some life, and Marinelli is foul.
And that is not a good foul on Sydney, because now he's going to go to the free throw line. Clock stops. He's got a chance to make two free throws here. And, I mean, this is huge right there.
Yeah. As Marinelli, like you said, clock is stopped. Two huge free throws, which could cut it down to a five-point game.
It's a 1-1 here, so very important you make the first one, obviously, because if you don't, you don't get a second, but...
First shot for Marinelli, can't get it to go. Rebound, somehow scooped up by Marinelli. To the interior for Butts. And Butts lost control of the basketball. Sydney with a steal, Fogarty takes it down and he's fouled. And the tides have turned with 30 seconds left. Sydney trying to put the icing on this one. They lead 44-37 with just 30 ticks left now.
UV had their chances there, they had the 1-1. They got the offensive rebound, but that Sydney defense that we talk about has been putting a lot of pressure on. They tried to work it into Butts. He got it, but then Fogarty came from behind to get the steal.
So Fogarty with 24 tonight. Can't get the first foul shot to go. And so Butts will come out. Matt Bogdan will come in for the last 30 seconds here for UV. And this will be Fogarty. Second chance, no. Rebound, Russo. Back to Fogarty, takes it inside, gets it, and he's fouled. He's got 26, Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so that's going to be the fourth on Marinelli. And the team's fifth. Fogarty, another chance at the line here tonight. Game high, 26 points so far.
And very interesting to note here, for UV, they only had two guys in before that foul shot in the and one there, and that's how Sidney got the offensive rebound.
Yeah, that's a great point. UV bringing it back down the floor for perhaps the last time here tonight. They look to kick it out to Marinelli. In the corner for three, won't go down. Rebound here for UV. They'll look to kick it out. Murray has nowhere to go. Finds Marinelli on the far side. His jumper is good. And so Sidney will just hold on to it here. And they'll pick up a 47-39 victory here tonight over UV. So a nice win here tonight for the Sidney Warriors. We'll be back with our post-game awards coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sky, before we do our wrap-up here, any final thoughts from you, Coach?
I thought that the pressure second half that Sidney put on with the press, and even after they crossed half court, I think played a big factor in tiring UV out. I think we saw at the end there, just they got a little tired. The fatigue definitely set in. They played hard, but dude, for all 32 minutes, as we said, they had only six. They didn't go to the sixth off the bench until late in the game. That really plays a huge role. So I think it was a great halftime adjustment by the Sidney coach to put more pressure on with the full court press and just more pressure all around.
Sidney boys winning 47-39 here tonight. Here's the scoring summary. First for Sidney. A game high 27 points for Alec Fogarty, followed by 7 apiece from Dylan Easton and Chris Frederick, 4 from Cam Harris, and 2 from Cameron Russo. On the other side for UV, pretty balanced. 12 points for Zach Smith, 11 for Trey Murray, 10 for Caden Butts, and 4 for Trent Marinelli, and 2 for Dakota Johnson. Let's get into our awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, proudly supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Coach and I agreed, 27 points from Alec Fogarty. He was spectacular tonight.
Absolutely. For an offensive award, you got to go with the guy that got the most points, of course. But as you said, dynamic in many ways, scored a lot of different points, especially out in transition, played a huge role for Sidney tonight.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Funny enough, we were torn between two of the JV call-ups on this award, not something we thought about going into the game. We thought Devin Baker and Dylan Easton were both spectacular on defense here tonight for Sydney. I think we're going to go with Dylan Easton. He got the start, was all over the place, got some early steals, but Devin Baker's contribution can't be overlooked either. He was great on defense.
No, we talked about both, and we really were torn between the two because both of them played big roles. As you said, you know, Easton started the game, but Baker finished the game with some great pressure. But really, I think we discussed it, and Easton to start off the game like that. And you never know for either one of them, and even Vandersamen off the bench as well. He came with some great defensive pressure. All three guys for Sydney tonight really, really played well. You never know how they're going to respond to the varsity level, but all three of them played very well tonight.
So we'll give Dylan Easton the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We're going to go with Zach Smith tonight from UV. Talked about him a lot during the broadcast, the sophomore guard. Team high 12 points. Did a little bit of everything for them.
Yeah, and as a sophomore, you saw a lot of things that he did very, very well tonight. Both ends of the floor, handled the ball, scored the ball, played solid defense. I really like the way he attacked the basket as well. He really had some solid finishes and some nice moves driving the basket. Very bright future for him going forward.
So that's going to wrap up our three awards here tonight, as that will be Zach Smith getting the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award from UV. Sky, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, it wasn't the most traditional way I ended up on here. We didn't get into that story tonight. It always seems like there's an interesting story for how you and I end up getting on the radio together, but
yes.
And tonight was definitely one of the top ways to do it. It wasn't an offer I couldn't refuse because it didn't even start off as an offer.
We'll have to save that for a future podcast to talk about that. It was funny how it worked out. But, you know, I've been saying it lately, and I didn't say it during the broadcast, but my voice has been shot from that Delhi Unitigo girls game last week. I just still don't have the strength back in my voice. It happens from time to time. I think when you call a lot of games, sometimes your voice just gets worn out, you know, talking for 2+ hours or whatever. So I appreciate you coming on and helping me.
Absolutely. I love doing this. It's always a lot of fun. Always great doing this with you. As I always say, you're so good at what you do, and I'm just happy that I can add whatever I may add on here, well, even though I'm sure the Unadilla Valley fans probably wish they didn't say too much tonight. But it's always great to be on here with you, Nate, and doing this.
Well, you did a great job, and, you know, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night, 7:15 tip. The Oxford girls are at Green for a huge MAC battle tomorrow night. If you want to make the trip to Green, you're always more than welcome, but I know it's a little out of the way for you.
I may have my own practice tomorrow night. We got a big finish of the season coming up here, and but you know, if I walk in at halftime,
yeah.
I'll text you on the way.
All right, that sounds like a good plan, and I'm sure we'll be seeing the Franklin boys down the road again on CDO as well. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Our final score: Sydney 47, UV 39. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer down in our Main Street studios. Always a big thank you to him. We'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I bought a ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the